the saying about marathon runners, but it goes something like this. You meet someone, you get to know them a little bit, and you're wondering, has that person ever run a marathon, I wonder? Well, the answer to that question is no, because if they had, they would have let you know. Marathon runners let you know that they've run a marathon. I'm sure that's not true of all marathon runners. I'm sure there are some who are very modest about it and don't tell others that they've done it. But perhaps there are quite a few who are quite keen to let you know that they've achieved that admittedly impressive feat of running a full marathon. Often when we want people to know something about ourselves, the best way to get that information across is simply to tell them, isn't it? If you want to let someone know that you're starting a new job, you tell them. If you want to let someone know that you're moving house, you tell them. If you want to let someone know that you're getting married, you tell them. It's obvious. You let them know by speaking and telling them about it. But there are other things, of course, that the best way to let someone know this thing about yourself is by showing it, by living it, not by telling them. So listen to Paul's words in Philippians 4 and verse 5. Just a few very short words, as Paul says to the Christians in Philippi, "Let your graciousness be known to everyone." Let your graciousness, or that could be translated gentleness, be known to everyone. Now, this doesn't mean that you have to go onto the top of the rooftops and shout it out, "Hey everyone, I am gracious, I am gentle." Nope. You don't post it on Twitter or Facebook either. That's not how it works, is it? In order to make your graciousness and your gentleness known, you must simply show it in your life. Paul is saying that Christians should be known for being gracious, should be known for being gentle. Of course, that means, effectively, we should be known for being like Christ. He is the personification of grace and gentleness. Grace, of course, is undeserved favour, kindness, love shown towards sinful people. As Christians, we are the recipients of Christ's grace. He gave his life for us who did not love him. That's grace. Jesus is the one person who has the right to say of himself, "I am gentle and lowly in heart," because he consistently is, all the time, gentle. Paul says, be like your Saviour and King. Be gracious to those around you. That's a challenge, isn't it? Especially when we're tired, frustrated, running out of patience perhaps with our circumstances, and that could be many of us at the moment. The life we've been living for the last 3 months has been tough for many of us, hard. And to be gracious, that takes some doing. We need to pray for the Spirit's help to show grace, undeserved love and kindness to people in our household, people in our streets, people around us, people in our church. And gentleness. It can be easy to become harsh and condemning. We live in a world that I think seems to be becoming more and more condemning, more and more harsh on those who do things in ways that we disagree with or think things we disagree with. But we're commanded to be gentle. And that should be known to everyone. People should look at our lives and see that something in us makes us different, makes us gracious, makes us gentle. Of course, we should tell people that that's not down to us. It's down to God's gracious work in us, growing the image of Christ in us by the Holy Spirit, and saying, you can know this too.